Incidentally, there are federal laws against the harvesting of human body parts, criminal laws, which can result in large monetary fines and up to 10 years in jail. Did you hear that? 10 years in jail, Cecile Richards. But you can bet your next Starbucks latte that will never happen. Not to Cecile Richards and her ilk. Too well connected, like Lois Lerner. Too well protected by Obama and the Justice Department. By new Attorney General Lynch. And after some talk and blabber and political spin and a superficial investigation, nothing will happen, as with Benghazi and Clinton and the IRS and Lerner. Oh, and by the way, all of Clinton's private emails. Or Eric Holder, remember him? And Fast and Furious, remember that? Boy, that's fading, isn't it? Just to name some of the transparent and truthful the transparent and truthful happenings of our beloved Obama administration. Wow, what a world. Not only is the Komen Foundation a conspirator by giving to Planned Parenthood, but so are 40 of the largest United States companies for profit, including Xerox, Ford, and Coca-Cola. 40. Some claim they have been erroneously listed on Planned Parenthood's website, but none have denied that they have made no contributions to Planned Parenthood. I know they have. 40 of them. By the way, the names of those 40 companies have been posted by Family Research Council and Tony Perkins on their website, and you can get those names on that website. You can access that if you wish, and I wish you would. Might be time to spend your money with their competitors, or at least let them know enough's enough. And there is yet another contributor to Planned Parenthood, the March of Dimes. The March of Dimes. The organization issued a statement which claimed they had no relation to the abortion giant. But then, of course, they backtracked, and they admitted that five local chapters had indeed given money to Planned Parenthood. Incredible sleight of hand, is it not? We didn't do it, said the national organization. We, the central organization, were innocent, but we turned a blind eye when five of our local chapters gave money to Planned Parenthood. Our America has become so sophisticated in lying and getting away with it. The spin, the politically correct things to say without accountability, there is no accountability, none. It might be time to reconsider any monies you may give to the March of Dimes, don't you think? The whole public posture of Planned Parenthood is truly pathetic. Even a cheerleader like Texas Monthly's Erica Greider, a long-term advocate of Planned Parenthood, says the following. From a pro-life perspective, the discussion in the video is morally appalling, obviously. But I don't think many pro-choice people would disagree. That, my fellow Americans, is putting it mildly, don't you think? By the way, have you seen this video? This video which captured Planned Parenthood at work attempting to sell the body parts, the hearts, the lungs, the livers of babies? It went viral, and you can readily find it under Planned Parenthood, or you can get the information for viewing from the Family Research Council website. Watch it, if you have a strong stomach. Erica Greider goes on to state as follows. What Planned Parenthood is doing here violates the stated ethical principles of Planned Parenthood. Ethical principles? When paramedics arrive at a car crash, they don't treat injuries differently based on whether the injured person is an organ donor, as far as I know. Similarly, a physician providing an abortion should be focused on the care that they are providing to the actual patient in the room, the pregnant woman. Not managing the surgical procedure with the view to minimizing crushing that might inconvenience a researcher at some future date. Remember those two ways to put this killing, this cultural killing. Crushing the baby in the womb and ripping it apart for its parts. Imagine an 8-month-old baby in the womb, ready for life, a full-bore human being taken out of that womb and crushed by a physician, killed as long as the umbilical cord is attached, and then cut up like an animal so that body parts can be harvested. That may be the most barbaric act of killing, barbaric butchery, since the incredible killing fields of Nazi Germany. 6 million Jews were slaughtered, but perhaps as many as 100 million babies, human beings, through the course of the years, have been slaughtered in our very own America and the world over. But don't forget, my fellow Americans, that this is all talk, typical American political talk, typical talk without action from the Obama administration. Have you heard from him yet? And our pro-abortion Christian president. And I will bet you a baby's crib that nothing criminal will happen to anyone. Nothing. May I personally confess that I am as angry as I have ever been? I'm really angry. I think you should be, too. Frustrated by our once great country and its declining values and morals, and by the so-called president and his administration which allows this to happen to our country, my country. I say unequivocally that Barack Hussein Obama is far and away the worst president that our great country has ever had to endure. I make no bones about my feelings. Planned Parenthood, the lies, the deceit, the fraud in government, that'll be his legacy. Not Obamacare, that's bad enough. And this great country will pay for years and years to come and pay big time for this moral decline. Many say that Planned Parenthood and its abortion factories are shocking. In a way, I think they are typical of the new America, the one without traditional values or morals. I, for one, am not shocked, but I am angry to the core. And you? What about you? Can you tolerate this, or this president, or his actions, or his non-actions? And his administration and agencies which allow this to happen through the funding of hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, can you tolerate that? Lord in heaven, I hope not. By the way, that video recording which implicates Cecile Richards and her group Planned Parenthood is 3 hours long. You should watch it. And that leads Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council to state as follows. Americans should be wondering what kind of society we have become as so-called medical professionals casually negotiate the price of baby parts over lunch. That's in the video, my friends. Most Americans would agree scavenging baby body parts is inexcusable and morally reprehensible, and it should not be underwritten with our tax dollars. Amen, Tony Perkins. It is sickening, is it not? And by the way, my fellow Americans, you and I have paid for all of this. May I remind you again and again and again, you fund this through your tax dollars. So that you can say in that sense, we are part of this new society, for we sit back and let it happen without protest, demand, or accountability, without action and legal action. We let Obama and company take our monies and funnel it into Planned Parenthood, and we really do next to nothing. We support in our society this new culture of death, and we support specifically this killing machine, this abortion factory, this so-called planned unparenthood. We ought not to ask for the blessings of God, but our prayer should be, God, forgive us. Forgive us. Incidentally, so many of the liberal, radical Democrats, House and Senate, and otherwise, who are criticizing this sting operation have never even seen the video. You know, like Obamacare. That's typical of Democrats in so many ways, don't you think? They are obviously the Pelosi Democrats, the ones who never read the Affordable Care Act when it was rammed down our throats, waiting to see how it worked so they could know what was in it after they passed it. They, these radicals, would rather condemn the sting operation that produced the video than deal with the underlying issues. But by contrast, hear the words of Speaker of the House John Boehner, Republican from Ohio, who said the following. If you've seen this video, have you? I don't have to tell you how sickening it is. So rest assured that we, the House, we're going to get to the bottom of this and protect the values that we hold dear. John Boehner. High-sounding words, Mr. Speaker. Now get off your political duff and do something. Like defund Planned Parenthood. Altogether defund it. And bring criminal charges against them. And find some way to restrict the unbridled discretion of Christian Barack Hussein Obama and his administration in the gifting of American taxpayers' dollars, in the billions of dollars, to groups like Planned Parenthood who support abortion and provide abortifacients, and that should not happen. Do something, Mr. Boehner. And you should do something, and so should I. You should contact your senators and your congresspersons and demand action. You should march, petition, threaten with your vote, and otherwise say with every right-thinking American with true values and morals, enough is enough, and by the way, enough in the way of money. No more funding. Yours or the government's. It's time now to harvest the bodies of the directors and the leaders and the decision-makers of Planned Parenthood and find them and put them in jail. Their acts are criminal, which makes them criminals. Convict them and jail them. And it should go without saying that our government, any government, federal, state, or local, should never give one last dime. I have said that over and over and over again. Don't give one last dime to this organization or any other like it. Giving money to killing machines makes you and me conspirators in murder. Enough is enough. Senators Grassley and Cruz have demanded that the Department of Justice take action. They have indicated to Attorney General Lynch that they expect the Justice Department to provide them with a description of any and all actions taken by the department to ensure compliance with the federal partial abortion law. I can only wonder how quickly that request will be ignored. By the way, have you ever seen a video of a partial birth abortion? Have you? It left me sickened and speechless. If you still think there is some justification for abortion of any kind under some circumstances, you should watch a video of this barbaric partial abortion procedure. And I guarantee it will change your mind. Infanticide is a crime of which our entire society is guilty, and that includes you and me. The liberal, radical, pro-abortion Democrats refuse to comment on the matter because they don't want to give the story. Get this, more oxygen. They don't want to give the Planned Parenthood fiasco more oxygen. What a play on words, is it not? What an analogy for a procedure that involves the crushing, the ripping apart of the thoraxes of babies, the lungs and livers of babies. Can you ever imagine crushing the thorax of a helpless brand new baby human being? Can you? Even Minority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, isn't it nice not to be hearing so much from him anymore? Even he, Mr. Reid, admitted that the videos, quote, raised questions, end of quote. Ooh, that was profound, Mr. Reid. Laughable, is it not? What are the questions, Mr. Reid? And more importantly, what are the answers? Your answers. Harvesting baby parts is criminal activity. These men and women should go to jail, and for a very long time. But I'll bet you a baby bottle full of mother's milk, that will never happen. Hear the words of Representative Sean Duffy, Republican from Wisconsin. For 30 years, Planned Parenthood has worked to dehumanize the babies they have aborted, claiming that these little babies were just clumps of cells, just clumps of tissue. But through the recent videos that have come out, they have in essence admitted what we have known all along, that these are actually little human beings. These are little babies. These are the same babies that feel pain in the abortion. Amen, Mr. Duffy. Amen. Right on. They are human. They are human. From the moment of conception, they are human. They do feel pain, and they are precious God-given babies, and we kill them. We kill them. This Planned Parenthood, said Representative Trent Franks, Republican from Arizona, has been blind to the dignity of humanity. They have always been at the forefront of the greatest human genocide in human history. Indeed, they have, and we have got to stop them. No matter how criminal, Planned Parenthood ignores the law and looks for better ways to get better body parts. And that led one Planned Parenthood executive to say that doctors should begin using a less crunchy technique. My soul, can you believe that? abortion doctors should use a less crunchy technique to get more whole specimens. I need to repeat that. Abortion doctors should use a less crunchy technique to get more whole specimens. Hey, by the way, have you looked at your little daughter lately? Could you imagine her being crunched? Planned Parenthood doctors were asked about the legality of this matter, and the spokesperson replied as follows. To me, that's kind of a specious little argument. That's a specious little argument about these precious little human beings. In other words, the heck with the law. The heck with it. Do what's profitable. And don't forget the 40 American companies that have supported Planned Parenthood when you buy your next tube of toothpaste and your next can of soda and your next automobile. Don't forget them. They're part of this. Disgusting, repulsive, revolting, and sickening. Pro-choice is nothing more than a label for abortion for killing babies. Pro-choice is epitomized by Planned Parenthood. Get on with the getting rid of Planned Parenthood and all like it, my fellow Americans. Enough is enough. You should hold Barack Hussein Obama, the professed Christian, accountable for Planned Parenthood, for abortion, for partial birth abortion especially, and for his and his administration and agency's indifference and calloused disregard of human life and dignity and morality. Stop giving these killing machines our hard-earned tax dollars. In fact, do away with them. Do away with these organizations, and where the law allows, charge these people criminally, convict them, and jail them. Think about that the next time you pass an abortion clinic in your neighborhood. Think about what goes on there and what happens to the baby murdered, the harvesting of that baby's body parts. May it sicken you, like me, to the point where you do something. Do something. Enough is enough. Stop the killing. The next time, Mom, you look your sweet little baby in the eyes and hug her, think of the torture in the womb that little child could have endured in the womb of the wrong woman, not you, and think of your little baby divided up into parts and sold off. Maybe that will spur you to action. I do hope and pray so. Knowing all this, it is hard for me to utter the words, God bless America. I can only say, at least in this case, as a disgusted American, God forgive America. And God forgive you, and God forgive me.